未出母腹，你就认识我们，你照着我们的名字，你在爱中呼召我们。主啊，我们从蒙恩得救开始，主啊，你就一路的吸引，一路的引导，一路的扶持。亲爱的主耶稣，我们把心中的感谢赞美献给你。今天晚上，我们能够安静地坐在你的脚前，我们一同来查考雅各书，看见一个被主吸引的女子，她怎样从幼稚、从幼嫩的光景中被主爱的栽培，一路的走到一个地步，不仅她享受主的爱情，主啊。他也成为主的喜乐和满足。主，愿你的工作在我们每一个属你儿女们的身上，每一个被你吸引、愿意来快跑跟随你的人身上，快快的成全。亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天在地上尝到你的爱情，在地上看见你的荣美。我们经过许多的环境事物，发现你才是那真正的价值，你才是那真正的至宝，亲爱的主耶稣。所以我们的心向你说，我们愿意快快的看见你的容颜，我们盼望你快快的回来。主啊，但愿今天在地上的教会，因着爱的栽培，能够有成熟的光景。能够有一个从深处的祷告和呼求，主啊，我们愿意见你的面。今天晚上的聚会，我们恭敬交在你的手中。主，愿你用你自己来充满我们，用你的话语引导我们，让我们的心因着看见你，因着与你交通而充满喜乐，也充满爱的火热。谢谢你听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，
阿门，
阿门。
阿门。
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，今天我们来到雅各书第八章最后一段。我能不能有一个小小的建议和请求哈，如果弟兄姊妹，你的背景没有什么干扰的话，
Sorry. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. We're in the second half of chapter 8 of the book of Song of Songs. Can you hear me okay?
Yes，我的这个 video 打不开，不知道怎么搞的。
Well, that's okay.
伯弟兄，你的声音是关的。
第八章。我们一同还是把这一章圣经先读一遍。
Let's read through this entire chapter.
好，对不起，还没有开始以前哈，我刚才在我的 video 啊这个消失之前呢，我正想跟大家建议，若是可以的话，请翻译。
So before my video disappeared, I was going to make a suggestion that if it's possible.
就是弟兄姊妹尽量把你的 video 打开了。
Brothers, sisters, can you please turn on your video?
因为如果 video 打开呢，我们聚会会比较专心一点。
If you turn on your video, we will be more focused.
如果把 video 关掉呢，可能我们有特殊事情，我们要离开，不会影响别人。
If you turn off your video, it's probably something, you know, is happening and you don't want to bother others.
所以若是我们没有其他事情，我们可以专心聚会，请把 video 都打开了，好不好？
If you can focus, can you please turn on your video?
好，我们一同读雅各书第八章。
Let's read the chapter 8 of Song of Songs together.
巴不得你像我的兄弟，像吃我母亲奶的兄弟，我在外头遇见你，就与你亲嘴，谁也不轻看我。我必引导你，领你进我母亲的家，我可以领受教训，也就使你喝石榴汁酿的香酒。他的左手必在我头下，他的右手必将我抱住。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？我在苹果树下叫醒你，你母亲在那里为你劬劳，生养你的在那里为你劬劳。求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你臂上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，嫉恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。我们有一小妹，她的两乳尚未长成，人来提亲的日子，我们当为她怎样办理？她若是墙，我们要在其上建造银塔；她若是门，我们要用香柏木板维护它。我是墙，我两乳像其上的楼。那时我在他眼中像得平安的人。所罗门在巴利哈门有一葡萄园，他将这葡萄园交给看守的人，为其中的果子必交1000色克勒银子。我自己的葡萄园在我面前，所罗门啊，1000色克勒归你，200色克勒归看守果子的人。你这住在园中的同伴都要听你的声音，求你使我得听见，求你使我也得听见。我的良人啊，求你快来，如羚羊或小鹿在香草山上。我们读雅歌书，看见这一卷书是一首对唱的歌。
We read the book of Song of Songs, we notice that this is a duet.
好像歌剧哈，有两个主人翁，一个是男主角，一个是女主角。
Like an opera where there is a male protagonist and there's a female protagonist.
他们用歌的方式来对话。
They're communicating via song.
所以读雅歌书哈，我们能够找出来这一段到底是谁在说话，是很重要的一个关键。
So when we read the book of Song of Songs, we need to be able to determine who is speaking.
如果我们找对的话，我们呢可能在整个的经历和解开上面呢，我们就得着了相当大的帮助。
If we make the correct decision where who spoke or who didn't speak, then it's going to help us a lot when it comes to understanding the scripture.
在第八章里面呢，我上次讲到就有不同的角度来看 这句话是谁说的？
Last time when we were fellowshipping, I spoke that there are various perspectives to see who spoke at what.
我个人也发现，在我自己不同的时间、不同的阶段，我来读，我的领会也不太一样。
For me, I noticed that when I was at a different age of time, different age, my understanding of who spoke at what time is different.
比如说在第八章第五节，那里说，那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？
For example, in chapter 8, verse 5, it says, who is that comes up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved?
这一句话我们很可能大家会领会呢。这是这个歌剧中的旁白者，是一个第三者。有人讲，那就是圣灵。
We some of us may see this as being spoken by the Holy Spirit, who acts as the third person, a narrator.
圣灵在那里问这一个女子，她现在达到了这个光景，她到底是谁呢？好像我以前认识她，但是现在看起来好像她不一样了。
The Holy Spirit is.Asking, oh, who is this lady here? It's a little different from what I know her, but who is she now?
这位第三者的旁白者，他这样问了以后，立刻就有一个回答。
The third person, the narrator, when he asked the question, there's almost an immediate response.
他说，我在苹果树下叫醒你，你母亲在那里为你娶老，生养你的在那里为你娶老。
So it says, I awoke the...Under the apple tree, there thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth, bore thee.
我猜想呢，这句话很可能是我们的主自己说的。
My guess is the second part of the chapter, verse 5, it really spoken by our Lord.
也很可能就是那个问这个从旷野上来的，靠着良人从旷野上来的那个第三者。他自己说的。
Also, it could be spoken by this third person, this narrator of the Holy Spirit.
这些我们都可以在雅各书前面的经文看见他的线索。
We could find evidence from previous verses in this book.
那么第六节和第七节。
From verse 6 and 7.
上次我们曾经交通到了，在教会历史中大家可能有两个不同的领会和角度。
Through the church history, we may have two different understanding of these two verses.
一般人的领会都觉得这是追求主的女子在主面前的一个祷告，一个心愿。
Lots of brothers and sisters may have seen these verses as prayer from the loving girl who loves the Lord.
这个领会呢，也是我从二十几岁年轻的时候开始读雅各书，一直到五十多岁的一个感觉。
This also was my feeling, you know, starting when I was 20 all the way through when I was 50. This 30-year period, I had the same understanding.
特别当我们在波饼聚会被主的那坚定不移的爱所服侍。所感动、所融化的时候
This feeling is especially strong when we are in our Lord's table service and when we are touched by our Lord's unmovable love, unmoving love. We're just moved and we are, our hearts are melted. We have this feeling.
因为我们的主，他爱我们到一个地步，为我的罪舍命，他也不救他自己。
Because our Lord loves us so much to a point, even to sacrifice his own life, he's not going to give up his love.
死都不能把他的爱隔绝。所以主耶稣对我们的爱比死还坚强。
Love cannot separate us, death cannot separate us from the Lord's love. That's why I said Lord's love is.
他在我们身上对我们有一个祭邪的心，他不希望我们去爱别的。以别的代替他来做主，他保守我们，管教我们。
That's why there is this jealousy that's from our Lord. our Lord does not want us to love everything else, anything else besides our Lord himself. That's why he is correcting us. He's teaching us.
所以任何的环境, 啊, 我们知道我们的主爱我们, 他都没有改变。
So in any environment, we know our Lord loves us. That's the truth.
这是我以前读好多 交通雅各书的主的仆人们, 他们的领会, 也是我自己的领会。
This understanding came from when I was reading other brothers and sisters their book, and this is also my personal understanding as well.
但是最近这十年, 就是我过了60岁以后, 啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我在读, 我感觉好像主在我们身上,
So, but recently, after I passed my 60th birthday, I noticed that our Lord has this request for us.
这十年来我每次读啊, 我都问主说主啊, 我有没有把这样的爱还给你?
Every time I read these verses, I ask the Lord, Oh Lord, did I return such love back to you?
你这样爱我, 那么我对你的爱是不是摇摇摆摆起起伏伏, 啊, 有的时候冷淡, 有时候退后, 有的时候又火热。
And I asked the Lord, Oh Lord, you know, you love me this much and this deep, but did I return the same love? Is my love very shaky, up and down? Sometimes I'm really warm to you, sometimes I'm cold.
我们知道雅各书讲到好像用 夫妻之间的爱情来描写蒙救赎的儿女与主之间的关系。The
book of Song of Songs is describing this loving relationship as a couple to talk about the relationship of us and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们真的与基督联合的时候,必须是相称相配的。If
we are truly uniting with our Lord, we have to be on the same level, we have to be a match.
所以在我 过去十年开始，我读到这里，我心里面非常受提醒。主在我们身上，他有一个盼望，那是他的他心中的喜乐和满足。So,
like I said, in the past 10 years, when I read these two verses, I had this reminder to me and to remind me that, oh, Lord has such you know such an ask for me to return the same favor, same love.
就是他所救赎的儿女在生命越长进越成熟的时候，对主耶稣的爱就越坚定，而且越火热。As
a Christian, where their spiritual life mature, the more mature they get, their love should be very strong, very deep, and their desire towards the Lord should be fiery hot.
而且对主的爱越过越专一，越过越纯洁。
The love towards our Lord Jesus Christ should be more and more focused and more simple.
在地上再没有别的事物能够与主的爱相比您，那么我对他的爱就应该这样爱他。Our
Lord's love is not comparable to any earthly matter. The love that we have for our Lord should be the way that our Lord loves us.
尼托森弟兄他在30多岁的时候，有一次他到英国去住了一段时间。
Our brother Watchman Nee, when he was 30s, he went to Great Britain for a while.
他在回程的时候，他特别走大西洋，然后到了美国的东岸，去访问在美国一些爱主的弟兄姊妹。On
his returning trip, he chose the further route, which goes through the Atlantic Ocean and go to the east coast of the U.S. United States to visit some loving brothers and sisters.
他好像是到了东岸，可能是在Georgia，那边有一位弟兄啊，在当时大家都知道他，他写了一个短小小的福音册子，叫做《救之乐》。
Is it salvation?
Yeah.
Knowledge and
knowing the salvation.
Knowing the salvation.
Joy of the salvation.
When Brother Watchman Nee went to the U.S., he went to Georgia visiting a brother who wrote a book called The Knowledge of Salvation and Joy of Salvation.
这位弟兄那个时候年纪已经大了，他93岁了，他的名字叫做 George Carton.
Pardon. The brother was really up in their age. He's 93 years old. His name is George Cardin.
那么，尼弟兄特别托人呢，他要想去拜访这个弟兄，跟他见见面。
So Brother Watchman, he asked someone else to introduce to this brother, George Cardin.
这位老弟兄呢，身体已经很弱，他不能出来。他在他的房间里面，他说：“听说有一个中国的年轻人想跟他见面，他很高兴的。他说：我不能出去接待他，请他到我房间来好了。”This
elderly brother was very excited to hear that there's a Chinese brother from China to come to visit. And he said, I really couldn't come to host you, but you can come to my room.
那么尼弟兄见到他也没有太多的话。
Brother Watchman, go ahead. No, I want to hear the complete story.
Go ahead. Finish.
So when Brother Watchman saw this elderly brother, there was not a whole lot of verbal communication.
这个老弟兄就挥挥手啊，请他到他床边，他就握着尼弟兄的手。
So this elderly brother did a motion of, you know, come here, come to my bed. And while Brother Watchman was by the bedside, he was holding Brother Watchman's hand.
他拉着这年轻弟兄手，他说：“弟兄，你知道吗？他不能没有我，我也不能没有他。”
This Brother George Cardin told our Brother Watchman, he said, "Oh, brother, you know him, which is our Lord, cannot live without us. We cannot live without our Lord."
他不是说 we, 他说 me.
Oh, me.
他个人。
The Lord cannot live without me. I cannot live without Lord.
我年轻时候听见这一个见证，心里深深的受感动。
When I heard this testimony, one of the in a younger age, I was deeply moved.
这是雅各书里面，到了第八章，你看见主这样爱我们，他也盼望我们这样爱他。
This is what we're seeing in this book, chapter 8. Our Lord loves us so much, and our Lord expects us to love him that way.
You know,
when we're in a younger age, there's a lot of other things would distract us.
我们跟从主侍奉主以后呢，还是有很多所谓的属灵的事工、属灵的才干、属灵的恩赐都吸引我。
Even when we are following our Lord and serving our Lord, there's somehow other spiritual matter, spiritual talent, spiritual work that's going to require us require our attention.
主会问你愿不愿意拣选我，可把那个放下。
Our Lord would ask you, would you give that up and select me?
好，弟兄姊妹，这就是雅各书第八章。 第六节、第七节，这是我现在的领会。主耶稣对我们有这样一个请求。
Brothers, this is the question that I just said, you know, would you rather pick me and give up that? That is what the essence of chapter 8, verse 6 and 7. This is an ask for our Lord Jesus.
我们每次擘饼聚会唱一首诗歌，说主啊，我心里满是基督，所以我现在带着我的爱来献给你。
During our Lord's table, we sing this hymn. The translation is, "My heart is filled with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I come to you and give all my love to you."
这是主在教会中，在他救赎中，他真正的盼望。
This is what the real expectation our Lord Jesus Christ had for the church.
我们年纪越大，越感觉。 最叫我满足的，也最能够满足主的，就是我把主放在我的心上。The
older we get, the more we realize that the thing our Lord really is satisfied is about is when we put our Lord in our heart.
把主戴在我们的手上如印记，你知道保罗的身上有好多耶稣的印记啊。
To keep a seal upon our arm, you know, our brother Paul has lots of our marks or seals on him.
那是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
有世界来吸引保罗的时候，保罗说：“对不起，世界啊，我保罗向着你已经死掉了。”
There is Mark's language when the world is trying to lure Paul back to the world. But Paul said, no, thank you. I am done with you.
弟兄姊妹们, 甚至有的时候有, 只要你放松一点点, 你在基督教里面就出名了, 保罗说, 那样子, 啊, 我的肉体快乐了, 但是我就没有基督的十字架。
There is other suggestion to Paul, like, oh, if you just relax your rules, relax your teaching a little bit, you'll be super famous among this Christianity thing. Paul said, oh, yeah.
保罗在加拉太书里面讲，我身上带着耶稣基督的印记，请你们不要再来跟我讲东讲西了。Paul
in the book of Galatians said, well, I have this mark, the seal of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't come here to talk to me this and that.
你看见十字架。 显明了这一个基督徒对主耶稣的爱。
Now we're seeing that the cross is revealing the love from Paul to our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这个爱呢, 越到身体衰残的时候, 越坚强。
This love, as our body decay, the more our body decay, the more the love, the stronger the love is.
Our physical condition weakens.
Oh, weakens.
Yeah, well, then 这个爱呢, 变得 even firmer, more firm. 弟兄姊妹们, 就像这个乔治卡廷弟兄, 他能够对一个陌生的东方来的弟兄说, 弟兄你知道吗? 他不能没有我。 弟兄姊妹, 如果主没有你, 主的心多难过。
Just like our brother George Carden, you know, he could talk to a complete stranger who he has never met from the land of the East and said, my Lord cannot live without me. I cannot live without my Lord. How strong of that faith is.
弟兄姊妹,你知道吗? 我们虽然是属主, 但是我们心里面不是装的主, 是事工, 是外面我的恩赐的发表, 别人看见我的作为, 我的作品。 弟兄姊妹, 主没有满足, 我们只能从主说主啊, 再多给我一点, 这没有达到雅各书这个光景。
So, although we say we're of our Lord, but oftentimes we are filled with other things, like the spiritual talent, our work that's in the church. That's not what loving our Lord is supposed to be.
我们越到成熟, 应该有越多属灵的功用, 但是那些都不抓住我们的心。
The more mature we get, the more spiritual functioning that we're supposed to have. But that should not, these things should not grasp our heart like that.
真正抓住我们的心的是主的自己。
What is really holding on to our heart is our Lord himself.
好，我想这一段呢，我就简单的提这两个感觉。
For these two verses, this is my very simple feeling about it.
但愿呢，雅各书带我们一步一步的进入与主那爱的交通的深处。I
hope this book will lead you into a deeper and deeper place with our Lord's fellowship.
如果有人拿家中的财宝想要换我们对主的爱情，全然被藐视。Anybody
who want to, if a man give all substance of his house for love, it is utterly contained.
弟兄姊妹, 这句话说起来容易啊。
Brother, sisters, it's very easy to speak like that.
但是你知道仇敌会用各种方式来引诱,来试探。
But you know, our enemy is going to use all sorts of methods to test you.
我认识一位年长侍奉主的仆人。
I knew an elderly servant of the Lord. Is it a he or is it a she?
他, he.
He has went to a heavenly home. When he was in a younger age, he was moved by the Lord's love.
他放下一切,跟随主,学习侍奉他。
So he gave up everything and learned how to serve the Lord.
他在中国受尽了各种的苦难。
This brother has suffered a lot in China.
他为主站住, 他被劳改了20年。
He was in prison for 20 years, but he was able to
labor camp.
a labor camp for 20 years, but he was able to.
他出来以后非常喜乐，回到弟兄姊妹中间，仍然劳苦的侍奉。
After he was released, he came back to our brothers and sisters and was very joyful, and he continued to serve.
有弟兄告诉我说，那时候文革刚刚结束，他被放回来，他就养猪啊，而且侍奉，到处传福音。
So at some brother told me that after Cultural Revolution, he was released from labor camp. He's raising pigs, and he's serving as well, spreading the gospel everywhere.
那么有聚会的时候，好多弟兄姊妹，乡下弟兄姊妹到他住的地方来，一起聚会。
When there is time for service, other brothers and sisters in the countryside will come to his place.
毫不吝惜啊，就杀猪啊，招待弟兄姊妹们，大家欢乐的在主面前祷告、唱诗、聚会，真是美好的光景。
Because this brother is a pig farmer, he will often ask brothers and sisters to eat with him, so kill a pig, slaughter a pig, and they sing hymns, they praise, they pray together.
这个弟兄是很有口才，很会读书，而且非常殷勤的一个人。
This brother is very talented at read a speech, know how to read a book well, and also is very very zealous.
他以前曾经帮尼托森弟兄管过福音书房的弟兄。
This brother was in charge of
the book room.
Of the book room for Brother Washman Nee.
所有福音书房出版的这些东西都是他经过他编排，他校对的。
Almost all books that's published by the book room has been edited by him.
他是一个非常肯摆上自己、任劳任怨的弟兄。
This brother is very willing to give up himself and just suffer, let himself suffer.
而且他对他对年轻弟兄姊妹真是爱护，一点架子都没有。
This brother loves our younger brothers and sisters. There is no so-called like status difference between him and our younger brothers and sisters.
我记得有一次我去他们的聚会，他们要我交通，他就坐在我旁边。我讲话的时候，他这样子侧着耳朵，他真的是这样子，整个聚会就这样听了，叫我受不了啊。我这个年轻人啊，这个老人家这么认识主，这么谦卑。
When I was at a younger age, I went to their gathering one time, and they asked me to share something during the fellowship. This brother listened carefully, put his hand behind his ear, and listened carefully the entire time as I speak. I was deeply surprised.
等我讲完，他祷告，哎呀，真是把我们扶起来。
After I spoke, this brother prayed for me, said, let the Lord lift us up.
但这位年长弟兄他跟我谈，他要见主前，他跟我讲过一件事，我心里好难过。
Before this brother went to the Lord, he told me something. I was so sad.
他劳改回来，他没有放松，他从年轻的时候就为着中国的地不会英文、不会原文的弟兄姊妹，他编了一本中文和希腊文的圣经汇编。
This brother, after he was released from the labor camp, he really cared about brothers and sisters in China, so he wrote a dictionary of Chinese and Greek.
那个叫做
commentary
concordance。
Concordance of the Chinese and Greek.
现在我想大家都不用 concordance， 因为现在太多电脑的 search function 太快了。
I think we don't use concordance anymore because the computers is so fast.
你知道，我们年轻的时候要读圣经啊，那工具书多得不得了啊，那大部头都像砖块一样的，查一个字啊，就用一个早上写笔记啊，这个。祷告。
When I was younger, when we read the Bible, there's tons of supporting documents will come to reading the scripture. You know, oftentimes we'll spend one morning just to search for one word.
这位老弟兄在他年轻做福音书房工作的时候，他就开始编这一本。 希腊文和中文的圣经汇编。
So for this brother, when he was in his young age, when he was still working for the book room, he made this concordance of Chinese and Greek concordance.
他要帮助所有啊不知道原文的弟兄姊妹的，可以好好读圣经。
So what the purpose is to teach brothers and sisters in Chinese, the ones who don't know Greek, to read the Bible even better.
到了80年代，这一本编辑终于做完了。
In 1980, this book is finally finished.
但是在国内没有一个出版商肯帮他出版。
But there's no
许可他出版。
There's no publisher will let him publish. Government does not let him publish.
他在主面前祷告他主啊，我一生的心血就在这本书上，不能出版，那我怎么见你的面？
So he prayed to the Lord, said, "Oh Lord, all my life's work is this book. If I now cannot have this published, how can I go up and see you?"
这时候就有人来找他。
Then there is a person, that come to him and try to find him.
只要你同意我们条件，政府免费帮你出版，而且帮你推广。
If you accept our condition, the government will let you publish and the government will let you disseminate.
而且你可以在某某会里面当个委员。
And you can become a member in certain committee.
弟兄姊妹，这个是考验爱。
But brothers and sisters, this is a temptation. This is a trial of love.
It's a test of our
love. A test of our love.
这位老弟兄说，我那时候站不住。
This elderly brother said, at that moment, I couldn't stand tall.
爱我手中的工作呢，还是爱主自己？
Do I love the work that's in my hand, or do I love the Lord himself?
后来他说服他自己，我能够出版就是爱主了，结果他就做了。一做那个黑掉了，里面所有的，外面还可以有恩赐，里面的喜乐亮光没有了。
So he convinced himself that, oh, having this book published is loving the Lord. So that when the book is published, the inside became dark. Although you have talented on the outward experience, there's no more joy that's in his heart.
我很感谢主，老弟兄啊，在他年纪老迈，他把这个事告诉我，对我来讲是一个非常深的提醒。所以这一段呢，雅各书第八章第六、第七节，对我来讲是一个，这好像主他不要求我们，他就默默的等我们。
I praise the Lord. This elderly brother told me this story when he was at very old age.This, to me, that's a reminder. It reminded me, this chapter 8, verse 6 and 7, that you can see the Lord is patiently waiting for us to do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活在一个世代，前面的考验会非常的厉害。
Brothers and sisters, we're living in an age where a temptation that's ahead of us is going to be very strong.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是有一点服事经验就知道，好多的决定呢，就考验我们跟主之间的爱，经不经得起那个水冲一冲。
If you have some experience serving the church, you know that the decision that you're making or you're about to make is going to matter when it comes to whether it's going to be made to love the Lord or love the world.
一个真的进入与主爱的交通里面的人，我们就知道。
If somebody has truly entered into the true fellowship with the Lord,
我能够把主之外的事情和人，甚至服事的工作放下，而得着主自己。其实那是最自由的事情，但是最不容易做到的
事情。We know that the most difficult thing, but the most freeing thing to do is to give up everything else besides the Lord, to have the Lord Himself.
这一个。作者他说，若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换这个爱情，全被藐视。他的心向着主，何等的专一，何等的单纯，何等的坚定。
That's why this person said, if a man gave all the substance
of his love, a house for love, it would be utterly contained. You see how his love towards the Lord should be very focused, very simple.
但愿主的爱激励我们, 他从我们身上得着我们这样对他的回应。
May the love of our Lord encourage us, motivate us, so that we can recall, we can give back the love that we're receiving.
然后第八节开始, 好像进入了侍奉。
In verse 8, it seems like they have entered into service.
进入了教会生命见证的传递。
This is a testimony of the church building.
The pass on of the testimony of life.
Pass on of testimony of life.
你知道教会的见证是为基督做见证的，但是基督的见证是在生命的里面。So
we know our church is supposed to testify for our Lord, but our Lord, the testimony of our Lord is in life.
不是在工作里，不是在恩赐里。 也不是在教会外表的这些,
the testimony is not in work, it's not in other things, it's not in the church outward appearance.
是在每一个弟兄姊妹的生命里面,
it's really, this testimony is really should be within our brothers and sisters. How much matter does Christ matter to you?
我们对基督的爱,
the love of our Lord, the Lord from our Lord, how much we understand the love.
所以他说, 我们有一小妹, 她的两乳尚未长成, 人来提亲的日子, 我们当为她怎样办理?
It says, we have a little sister and she has no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the day where she will be spoken for?
这个爱主的, 追求主的人, 他成熟了，你看见他从来不单独行动。
This person who loves the Lord, as she matures, we have noticed that she no longer moved by herself.
他不是说我有一个小妹，他说我们有一个小妹。
She didn't say I have a little sister. She said we have a little sister.
他真的认识什么是教会，什么是基督的身体，什么叫做身体的侍奉。
She really know what is the church for Christ. This is what is the movement of the church and the body.
他没有一点意思要把人带了做他的门徒，带了做他的一个聚会，他的侍奉。
There is no way from her, there is no feeling from her that she wanted to have one person to become her disciple, one person, the gathering become her gathering.
他总是与同伴们一同来服侍主。
She always worked together with others.
那小妹子的是怎么说的呢？
What is this little sister?
我们要讲到，在雅各书里面，这个女性都讲到每一个属主的人主观生命里面的经历。In
the book of Song of Songs, this female character here are all about the brothers and sisters who loves the Lord and their internal, their spiritual growth, their spiritual situation.
Our subjection experience signifies by a female person. 所以在这里你看见这个小妹说到一个信主，她有主生命，她现在开始爱慕主的人。
This female, this little sister here, it represents somebody who started their loving life for our Christ.
她还是一个幼小的，都没有成长的一个生命，但是她确实 被主吸引，要追求主的心呢。The
spiritual life is still young, is still growing, but this person has developed this love for our Lord.
我们有一点服事经验的弟兄姊妹，我想大家都有共同的感觉。For
the brothers and sisters who have experience serving the church, I think we should have this feeling here.
在教会中出信的弟兄姊妹，开始不仅经历主的恩典，而且愿意跟随主了。 那是叫服侍人最快乐，主给我们最大的安慰和鼓舞的一件事情。The
brothers and sisters who first accepted Christ not only have the mercy of the Lord, but also as well to follow the Lord. This type of brothers and sisters is just give us so much hope and make us so happy.
最近我们聚会有一些出蒙恩一年两年的弟兄姊妹。
In our service, we have a few brothers and sisters who just accept the Lord less than 2 years.
每次他们祷告的时候，主啊， 我是一个没有被破碎的人，求你多多的打磨我， 把我这个强大的头脑把它破碎掉， 好叫我认识。
When they pray, they often say, "Oh, brothers, oh Lord, I am a person who has not been broken by you yet. Please shape me into more like you. Just break my brain and break my tough thoughts so I can be more like you."
Suspend my will. Oh. 把我这个强大的意志把它折服下来。
Bend my will so I can obey you.
好多弟兄姊妹啊都说， 主啊， 我20年前蒙恩的时候没有他这个心愿， 我好羡慕他。 你看看， 这是不是主给我们极大的鼓舞和恩典？
Lots of elderly brothers and sisters say, "Oh Lord, you know, I wish I was like them 20 years ago when I accepted you."
但是这一个追求主的人呢， 他还年幼， 还没有发育， 还没有成长， 这是什么？ 属灵的生命 才刚刚萌芽。
For this person, this young person here, this little sister who has not is not even started grow yet, we're seeing that spiritual life has not even it just budded.
他说如果有人来提亲， 那我们该为他怎么办呢？
What should we do for our sister in the day when she'll be spoken for?
我们知道有人来提亲呢，是谁呢？ 是圣灵要为主得着一个同伴的。
This somebody, when she is being spoken for, the person who's asking for it is the Holy Spirit asking her to become the co-laborer of our Lord.
一个成熟在爱中成熟的基督徒，
A mature Christian in love.
他绝不只重在发表自己、表现自己或自己满足而已。
They don't just care about show off for themselves and make themselves satisfied.
而他真正是想到，如果主来了，我们有没有人可以与他匹配？
They often think about that. If the Lord comes to us, do we have people who can be our Lord's co-laborer?
弟兄姊妹，若是我们用这个来量一量今天我们的侍奉，啊，
If we use this to measure our service,
那么主真是会帮助我们，让我们呢回到一个讨他喜悦的正路上。
Our Lord will correct us onto the right path that pleases our Lord.
这一个成熟的基督徒， 他和一起服侍的同伴们， 爱护年轻人， 爱护刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
This mature Christian altogether is loving our Lord, is loving this young person altogether.
这讲到在教会中建造人的侍奉。
This is type of service that is building
yeah.
people
up. Yeah.
Building people up.
在这个 King James 的翻译叫做 edifying one another.
It's edifying one another.
Building up one another. 我们要把人建立起来，不是带他去读神学的书，某某有名的这个学者写的这个道理，那个道理。
This here, building somebody up, is just not leading this person to read some commentary written by so-and-so and to touch their teaching of by so-and-so. It's really to knowing who our Lord is, what the love is.
弟兄姊妹，这个告诉我们说要做属灵的父母亲了。This is
teaching us how to be the spiritual parent.
我们不是要去做别人的 属灵导师啊，我们知道今天基督教用这个名词，啊，保罗告诉我们说，你们中间做教师的有千万，但是做父亲的没有几个。
You know, when in today's Christianity, they want to be the spiritual guidance, where the spiritual leader of somebody. But Paul has said, you know, hundreds and thousands of you are teachers, but very little of you are fathers.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要有一个为父的心。Brothers
and sisters, we should have this, keep this heart of a father.
为父的心，一看见弟兄姊妹有一点爱主的苗起来，他就非常恐惧，诚惶诚恐问，我们该怎么办呢？
When they have seen a brother or sister showing a sign that they're growing, they should be afraid. They should be very happy and ask, what can we do?
他这边讲, 这个, what shall we do for our sister? 我们的同伴呢, 他有心了, 我们该怎么办呢? 介绍他一本神学巨著吗? 让他好好去发展头脑吗? 弟兄姊妹, 这今天的教会非常普遍, 让他送他去什么, 一些的workshop, 短宣, 弟兄姊妹, 这不是路。
When we see our brother or sister is having a sign of, oh, this brother want to serve, we ask, oh, what shall we do? You know, in today's days, we often say, oh, you should go read this book, you should go to this workshop. But this is not the work, this is not the path of our Lord wants us to be on.
我们有这个问题, 我们该怎么办呢?
We have this problem. This is a good attitude.
换句话说,
in another words, they could not make the decision by themselves. They have to come in front of the Lord who they love.
来等候,
to patiently wait.
来寻求,
to seek.
啊, 来接受主的指示,
to receive the direction from the Lord.
所以第九节我们看见, 他有了答案,
in verse 9, there has been an answer from the Lord.
他说, 他若是墙, 我们就要在其上建造营塔。他若是门, 我们要用香柏木板护卫它。
If she be a wall, we will build upon her a turret of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar.
这里讲到四件事情。
There's four things that's going on.
一个是墙, 一个是门。
One is wall, one is door.
然后另外一个是墙上面要有塔, 然后门要有香柏木板维护。
One is when you are a wall, you need to have this turret of silver, and when you are a door, you have this protection from the cedar.
有出信, 有年轻的孩子, 被主吸引, 爱主的时候。
When there is younger brothers or sisters that's being attracted by the Lord, being drawn to by the Lord.
他怎么样显出来, 他是被主吸引的?
How do they show the sign they're drawn to by the Lord?
他生活中有墙的性质。
They have this characters of a wall.
啊, 这个墙是什么呢? 是分别两个环境的。
What does a wall do? It divides two situations up.
啊, 是一个界限, 是一个boundary.
It is a boundary.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天我们在神的家中, 要把什么是神的, 什么是出于基督的, 什么是世界的, 什么出于撒旦的, 要分开来。
Brothers, sisters, we need to really make a clear distinction. What is off of our Lord? What is off the Holy Spirit? And what is off of Satan? What is off the world?
如果年轻人或出信的弟兄姊妹, 在这个点上, 有一点分别, 有一点学习, 哎呀, 那真是, 你就可以建造了。
If the brother or sister, the younger brother or sister is having showing a sign that they can tell the difference, then you can say, oh, I can build here.
今天神的家中很大一个难处就是人高举热心, 情感, 过于真理。
There's this difficult thing what we're seeing in churches is today, men or women is care more about the zealousy over the truth.
只要你热心, 把世界带进来, 也没有关系, 这是没有墙的。
As long as you're zealous about something, it is perfectly okay for you to bring in the world.
弟兄姊妹, 不是这样, 他若是墙, 就告诉我们说, 这一个小妹呢, 她受过教导, 她能够为着主, 把主和世界分开来。
Brothers, sisters, you cannot bring the world to church because you're zealous about something. This younger sister here is a wall. It's because she has been taught, and she knows the difference between the world and the Lord.
她为着主与罪, 她愿意对付罪, 她为着主愿意对付自己的肉体, 那个叫做墙。
Because of our Lord, she's willing to fight the enemy. Because of the Lord, she's willing to fight her self-life.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不仅在属灵上，就在肉身上教养孩子，做父母亲都要告诉孩子，你不应该啊，随着自己的脾气啊，在家里面生活。
Not just for the spiritual life, you know, raising a spiritual child, even your child in the flesh, you often tell your kids, you shouldn't live your life based on your own temper.
今天呢，世界的灵呢，借着各种的教训、学说和风气，叫人被蒙蔽或者被同化。
In today's world, the spirit of the world is, through other media, is seeking into people and is trying to get people to agree with the worldly spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在教会啊，服侍初信的弟兄姊妹，最先开始要帮助弟兄姊妹有这样的一个分别。
Brothers and sisters, you know, when we are serving newly saved brothers and sisters, we should teach them to have, to be able to make the good decision, to be able to tell the difference.
而在这个分别上面，它的根据是什么呢？上面要造一个银塔。
What is this base of when we make the decision? Is when we have this silver tower, but here it says the turret of power.
这个银呢，讲到耶稣基督的救赎。
So silver here means the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个分别呢，是根据于对基督救赎的依靠和领受。
The separation is based on the salvation of our Lord, is relying on the salvation of our Lord.
或者说呢，这个分别是见证出他领受了基督的救赎，他就有分别。
The salvation testifies our Lord Jesus Christ's salvation.
我们一个弟兄啊，他信了主。
There was a brother who accepted Lord Jesus Christ.
他以前在中国呢，开连锁的这个小吃店，算是一个小老板，算他有好多分店。
He was in China. He's the owner of a franchise of this.Eatery. It has many shops.
他在中国的时候没有听过福音。
When he was in China, he didn't accept. He never heard the gospel.
他要追求人生的美善呢，他就去寻求佛教、道教，还有孔子的这个儒家的各种的学说。
But he's willing to chase this.Righteousness of the humanity. So he's seeking after the Buddhism, the Taoism, the Confucianism.
他是一个非常认真的，花钱去受苦。
This brother is very serious. He's willing to suffer. He's willing to spend money.
而且他为了表示他的真诚呢，他把他的每一个店呢，员工工作地方啊，就放广播器啊，播那些的佛教的经啊，什么东西的。
He's very serious about his beliefs. So at every location of the place he owned a shop, he has a speaker to speak out of the scripture from Buddhism.
感谢主，主救了他。
Praise the Lord, the Lord has saved him.
他尝到了主的救恩的滋味，认识了主是又真又活的神。
He tastes the salvation and realized the Lord is the real Lord.
有一次我去看他，他就把这件事提出来。
One time I went to visit him, and he told me about this thing.
他说：“伯弟兄啊，我每次祷告里面，主就给我一个感觉啊，我不能再去在店里面去播那什么佛教的经啊这些，那我该怎么办？”
So when I pray, he asked me, "So, Brother Bohr, I had this every time I pray, I have this feeling from the Lord to say I should not have put things on the loudspeaker anymore to preach the gospel, the Buddhism scripture. What should I do?"
我说你祷告了，有这感觉，那你做了没有？他说我做了，已经把那个停掉了。
I asked him, "So, when you had this feeling from the Lord after you pray, what did you do? Did you react?" He said, "Yeah, I did react. I stopped all the broadcasting."
但是我的员工上班呢，现在没声音了，他们觉得也不习惯。我能不能播圣经呢？
So there was no more a distraction when the workers are working. They're not used to that. Can I broadcast the Bible?
能不能啊, 放一点诗歌?
Could I broadcast a little bit of hymns?
弟兄姊妹们, 你看在这些点上面, 主在里面一点一点教导, 他经历主的救恩。
Little bit by little bit, our Lord is teaching this brother how to be a loving Christian.
短短的几个月, 他把他好几个好朋友都带到主里面来。
In a very short few months, he has brought a few friends of him to church.
教导出信的弟兄姊妹用信心来投靠主, 寻求主的教导和帮助。
Through faith, he's teaching his friends to seek help and guidance from the Lord.
好叫人看见这个墙的分别是因为基督救恩的缘故, 而不是个人行为的缘故。
So that other people can tell this power of separation themselves from the rest of the world is through the salvation of the Lord, is not through their own behavior.
那么第二点呢, 如果它是门的话,
the second point, when there are a door,
门是进出的一个通道,
the door is this gateway for you to go in and out.
弟兄姊妹, 那讲到属灵的交通,
it really represents the fellowship of the Spirit.
所以基督徒呢, 我们活在地上, 在神的家中, 与主, 与父神交通, 也与弟兄姊妹交通。
When we fellowship, when we live on this earth and we live in the home, house of the Lord, we are fellowshipping with our Lord and we're fellowshipping with our
我们,
brothers.
我们在世界上, 我们还是有跟世人交往, 啊, 那么我们要怎么样交, 交接?
When we still on this earth, we still have to communicate with others and non-believers. How should we do it?
弟兄姊妹, 这个交通就是要有守有为的。
This sort of fellowship should have
discern and receiving.
Oh, the fellowship should be with discern and with deceiving.
弟兄姊妹, 今天很多神的儿女们呢, 属灵生命 一直不长啊, 都出在墙和门这两个问题上。
Brothers and sisters, we have noticed that some brothers, their spiritual life is not growing. The issue is really with them being a wall, being a door.
该有分别的时候, 我们没有分别。
When they were supposed to be a wall, to separate themselves from the rest of the world, they couldn't do it.
该有交通的时候, 我们不交通。
When they're supposed to be their turn to fellowship, they don't do it.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以啊, 他要做门的话, 立刻就有弟兄姊妹的, 把他圈维护起来, 就告诉我们说, 年幼的人还不太会分辨。
When they're getting ready to fellowship, then there's this group of brothers and sisters that is protecting him or her, saying that, well, yeah, well, you're still young, your spiritual age.
在主里, 有认识主比较成熟的弟兄姊妹, 他们的谨慎, 他们在主面前的等候, 成为这个门的保护。
So then there is other more mature brothers and sisters, their patience in front of the Lord and their experience with the Lord becomes the protection for the younger brothers and sisters.
所以这个板呢, 香柏木的板呢,
so the board of the cedar.
说出一个在与世界还有与神的家的 这个交通分辨和接纳之间的一个保护。
This board of cedar is a protection for any brothers and sisters who is fellowshipping with the outside world and with the house of the Lord.
这是对神话语,对神旨意啊, 更多认识与持守的一个学习。
This is a learning for to hold fast of the Lord's word and to
要 hold fast, 对。我们读提摩太前书,你看见,保罗告诉提摩太说,与人按手不可以急促。
Paul taught at Timothy in the first book of Timothy, and so when you lay hands on people, you cannot rush them.
什么叫与人按手呢?
What does that mean to lay hands on people?
有一个意思啊, 我不是去讲整个按手的意义, 其中一个意义, 就是彼此的交通和接纳。
One meaning, and this is not the complete history of laying hands on people, but one meaning of that is, of laying hands on people is the fellowship.
我相信我们中间特别在服侍的弟兄姊妹，我可以讲这件事情。
For our brothers and sisters who's serving the church, I can talk about this.
我们有时候啊，今天有很多所谓的传道的人，在基督教里面有各样的牧师啊，有各样的恩赐在那里，对不对？
In the within Christianity, there's many pastors and there's many talents.
啊，有时候我们呢在 Internet 上，我们都不认识啊，看着他一篇东西，听着他一篇，哇，觉得好得不得了，我们就建议啊，教会要请他要怎么样服侍。
Perhaps we have listened to something, read something, that was written by this guy. Said, "Oh, you know, this is great," and suggest the church to ask the person to come to serve.
这时候，教会老练的弟兄姊妹要像香磨布木板，把这个交通要保护起来。
Therefore, the more mature brothers and sisters should act like this board of cedars and protect this communication, the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常重要。我们看见有些聚会啊。就是因为大家的热心呢、啊，一个交通接纳的不对，整个聚会就被仇敌拆散了。
Brother, sister, we should be very careful about this. We have seen churches or gatherings, they were very zealous of serving the Lord, but they just couldn't receive one fellowship really well, and this entire church got disbanded.
今天我们不仅要听人说话。还要看这个说话的人。
Not only in today's age, we should listen to people when they speak. We should also look at who they are.
而且要深入的，要长时间的去认识、去了解。
We should know this person deeply and in long term.
而这个分辨是根据于主的话在我们里面有多少实际，还有圣灵在我们里面，我们的圣灵在我们里面有多少的地位。
This separation is really what based on how much Holy Spirit have within us.
关于栽培年轻弟兄姊妹，好像就这么一席话。
When it comes to develop a younger brothers and sisters, it seems like they're just one verse.
或者两节，第八节，第九节。
Or two verses, verse 8 and 9.
那么第十节，这个作者再回到他自己身上。
In verse 10, this, the girl is going back to herself.
她说，我是墙。
It says, I am a wall.
她说，我的两乳在其上，是像其上的楼。
And my breast like tower.
弟兄姊妹，这一个认识主，在爱中与主联合的人，现在在神的家中，像墙一样能够保护神的儿女。
This loving girl, this girl who loves the Lord so much, is acting like a wall who can protect other people in the house of the Lord.
她在主里面生根立基所建造的信心和爱心，成为这个墙上面的守望的楼一样，为弟兄姊妹警醒。
So the faith and love this girl had that's rooted in Christ is becoming a wall that's in the house of the Lord, is a garden for our brothers and sisters.
所以她在主的眼中看呢，这一个成熟的女子像得平安的人一样。
So in our Lord's eyes, it seems like this virgin girl is the one who's receiving peace.
弟兄姊妹，聚会里面何等需要有成熟的人，而且是在爱中成熟的人，在生命里面成熟的人。
Brothers and sisters, how desperate are we for the brother and sister who is mature in love?
有少数几个这样的人，这个聚会里面就多些神的平安。
If we have a few of the brothers and sisters that's like that, there's going to be more peace of the Lord.
主说，在这个主的眼中看，这一个成熟的基督徒啊，像是找到平安的人。
From our Lord's perspective, the ones who, the mature Christians are the ones who found peace.
He finds peace.
Finds peace.
Yeah, 这达比讲的， 在他的眼中看, 这个人是找到平安的人了。
that guy, from our Lord's eyes, has found peace.
这找到平安了,我们知道神的家, 用耶路撒冷来做说明的。
We know that for peace, the house of the Lord is using Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的意思就是平安的城。
Jerusalem means a city of peace.
所以呢,这一个蒙恩的人身上, 把这个城的特性带给神的儿女。Through
the city, we're seeing this spiritual characteristics to the brothers and sisters.
他不仅自己与神之间和好, 与人之间和好, 与自己的心和好。
Not only this girl has reconciled with the Lord, reconciled with other brothers and sisters, and reconciled with her own heart.
并且呢, 他的平安是胜过仇敌的诡计的。
But her peace can overcome the enemy's crafty trick.
胜过仇敌一切的搅扰和攻击。
The peace can overcome the disturbance from the enemy.
然后来到11节啊, 他说所罗门在巴利哈门有一个葡萄园。
Now we're in verse 11. It says, Solomon had a vineyard at Baal-Hamon.
他将这葡萄园交给看守的人, 为其中的果子必交1000色克勒银子。
He let out the vineyard upon keeper, everyone for the fruit, therefore, was to bring 1000 silver pieces.
这句话很快就带我们的心来到马太福音第20章, 讲到神有一个葡萄园。
This verse has brought us quickly into the verse from the book of Matthew chapter 20, where the Lord has a vineyard.
主在那里盼望有人能够进到园子里面去做主的工作。
Our Lord was hoping that some brothers and sisters can enter into the vineyard and work for him.
主的这个所罗门这个葡萄园呢，他说他在巴利哈门，巴利哈门的意思就是。 他是丰富的主。
Solomon's vineyard is in Baal-Hamon. It means is abundance of the Lord.
那么主把这个葡萄园呢交给看守的人。Sorry,
I have to sneeze. Sorry, my allergies are very bad. Sorry. The Lord said giving the vineyard to the ones who's working for him.
Yeah, he led out the vineyard unto keepers.
Now the Lord is asking the servants of the church to work his work.
这一个成熟的基督徒, 他现在真实进入主的葡萄园，也就是教会的侍奉，就是神在地上那永远的工作。The
mature Christian now is entering into the work of the Lord, this eternal work of the Lord, which is the church.
我们的主是丰富的主。Our
Lord is the abundance of the Lord.
那么每一个在主的工厂上面劳苦的仆人。
Every single one servant is working in the workplace of the Lord, the factory.
他说呢，每一个人呢，为着收成的果实啊，把价值啊，交给所罗门1000色克勒银子。
Everyone for the fruit thereof was to bring 1000 silver pieces.
那么，他十二节说，我自己的葡萄园。 在我的面前,
my vineyard, which is in my, is before me.
这不是说他有他自己的工作啊。
It's not saying she has her own work.
他是进到了神的工作, 就是教会中。
She has entered into the work of the church.
他在教会中有他自己的那一份的功用和职分。
Within the church, she has her own functioning, she has her own duty.
那么他跟主说呢，他说 所罗门啊，那一千色客勒，我甘心情愿归给你。
She's saying, "Oh Lord, a thousand silver pieces to thee, O Solomon."
那个丰满工作的结果是一千二百色客勒，二百色客勒呢？他说归给那看守果子的人。
And to the keepers is fruit 200.
这一个爱主服侍的人呢，他把一切都归给基督。
The ones who loves the Lord is giving everything to the Lord.
他看见主满足的时候，就是他自己的满足和喜乐的时候。
We're seeing that when our Lord is satisfied, it becomes our own satisfaction.
并且他为着与他一同服侍的同伴呢，他愿意他们得着劳苦的价值和享受。
For the ones who is laboring with her, she's willing to have them to receive the results from the labor.
接下来在第十三节。
In verse 13,
这也是一段啊，我们不太容易分辨这说话的人到底是谁。
It's also difficult for us to tell who is speaking here.
他说：“你这住在园中的。”同伴都要听你的声音，求你使我也得听见。
Thou that dwells in the gardens, the companion heart, hearken thy voice, and let me hear it.
我早期读啊，我感觉这就是这个爱主的女子啊，她住在神的家中。
When I was reading this in my younger years, I thought this was just the virgin girl living in the garden.
你知道在旧约时代啊，大卫是一个爱慕神家的人。
In the Old Testament time, David is the one who desires to love the Lord's home.
在他的诗篇的作品里面，他许多地方提到我要住在神的家中。
In Psalms, many times David mentioned that he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord.
他一生的征战、劳苦还有奉献，都不是为着他自己。他是为着神的家，为着神的满足。
All this battle that he fought, all the laborious thing he has done, all the work he has done, is not for himself, it's for the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他是一个认识神的人。
Brothers, sisters, he knows the Lord.
所以诗篇第二十三篇，他说：“我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。”
In Psalm 23, he says, "I'll have."
诗篇二十三篇第六节。
Psalm 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
他接下来他就说了。我且要住在耶和华的家中。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
所以很多时候我们读圣经会感觉这个住在园子中的人呢，是这个劳苦愿意爱主侍奉主的人。
We often think that, the ones who are living in the garden of the Lord is the ones who is willing to labor for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的爱中成熟的人呢，他就住在神的家中。
Brothers, sisters, the one who are matured in love will dwell in the gardens of the Lord.
他成为忠心的园户
will become this a very loyal guard.
A loyal keeper.
A keeper, oh, sorry.
Yeah, the keeper of the vineyard. 仆人都是我们是啊，那么所以他的同伴们呢，能够接受他的。他的服侍和引导。
Therefore, other companions can receive her service and her guidance.
主得着了一个他可以信靠、信托的人啊，所以主说：“我也愿意听见你的声音，你在神的家中尽你的功用。”
Now the Lord has received the person, and she loves, and this person's loyal. The Lord said, "Let me hear your voice as well."
这是一种的感想。我们一种的领会，好像尼希米记第十一章第一节、第二节里面讲到， 有一些爱神的被掳归回的人呢，他们放弃了在城郊比较舒适的生活，愿意搬进耶路撒冷，为着神的家住在那里。
This understanding is one of it's just this is just one understanding. Just like Nehemiah chapter 11 verse 1 and 2, and like some of the brothers who are saved, who's willing to give up the comfort life in the countryside and move back to the city. To labor themselves.
我见过好多爱主的，特别都是老弟兄啊，他们到了晚年的时候，没有人看会所，他就甘愿的搬到会所住在里面。
I know a few elderly brothers or sisters, who, for their own church, there's nobody is watching or taking care of the church. Well, so they move in, they will take care of it.
都是弟兄啊。
Only brothers.
被主接去了以后，他不要儿女们孝顺啊，奉养，他去住在会所。弟兄姊妹来，他就接待，他就服侍照顾。
It's mostly just brothers, you know, after their spouse passed away, went to heaven, went to the Lord. So they just live in the church. And so when brothers come to church, they will take care of them, host them.
或者说住在教会的那个房子里面，那他不是住在教会里面，教会是看不见的啊，他住在的 in the church building.
His building.
但是他们对主的爱实在是一个我们的榜样。
But the love, their love for our Lord, we should follow.
但是这是一方面的领会，另外一方面领会呢，是这一个服侍的人，他对主的一个祈求，一个祷告。
From the other perspective, this is a prayer that the virgin girl is for to our Lord.
他对主说，你这住在园中的。
The virgin girl saying, "You dwells in the garden."
真正的这个园是主的园子，主从来没有离开过。
The garden is our Lord's garden. Our Lord never left the garden.
所以这一个服侍的人，他说：“主啊，你是住在你的家中的，住在这个园子里面。”
So this virgin girl said, "Oh Lord, you dwells in this garden."
我和我的同伴呢，我们都要听你的声音。一天没有你的声音，我们就不知道该怎么办。
Me and my companion, we hearken to thy voice, and you know we don't know what to do when we don't hear your voice.
所以他说，求你也使我得听你的声音。
Therefore, let me hear your voice.
所以我们看见他虽然那么老练，那么成熟，那么得人的尊重。
We see that she is very mature. She's well respected.
他也得着主的欣赏。
She is enjoyed by our Lord.
但是他仍然全心的降服、等候，而且依靠主。
She's still willing to give up herself. She's willing to patiently wait for our Lord.
他这样子，他全心 wholeheartedly submit herself, wait upon.And rely upon trusting the Lord.
Sorry.
弟兄姊妹，这是好像是刚信主的时候学的功课，到了他成熟的时候，他完全表现出来。
It seems like these are the lessons that she learned when she just first accepted our Lord, but now it has been revealed later.
所以他才能够有十二节的那样的说了，这一切的果效，一切的侍奉，都是主，这是你的工作。它的果效，它的价值，都是从你来的。我现在也归还给你。
Because she had learned the lesson, that's why she can even say things like verse 12, say, you know, all this fruit that labored is from you, O Lord. That's why I'm willing to give this back up to you.
弟兄姊妹，好像保罗在罗马书十一章三十六节讲到神的工作。
Paul in the book of Romans.Chapter 11, verse 36, talk about the work of the Lord.
他说呢，他一切都是本于他，借着他，也归于他。
For him, from him, and through him, and to him are all things.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正侍奉主的人，到最后都要承认，我不过是主你手中 一个爱的俘虏，啊，一个爱的标本，我们所经历的一切都是出于你的。
The ones who really love the Lord at the end must have to say, Lord, I am just a piece of work that's from love, and everything I do is for you.
我一生的果效。
The fruit of my life.
一生的价值。
The worthiness of my life.
都在于主自己。
It's for our Lord.
It's all because of the Lord himself.
All because of the Lord.
而且要 unto himself. 也归给他。像刚才我们有姊妹祷告，主啊，我们要像祭司一样，得着你做我的产业。这个是一个爱主的人。
Just like our sister prayed, oh Lord, we should love you like a priest?
Jehovah is their portion. They have no inheritance, no land.
In the Old Testament time, we know that priests cannot keep any inheritance. Our Lord, God himself is their portion. Our God himself is their inheritance.
这一个成熟的女子，她在神的家中进工用劳苦。完全他承认，主啊，我得着你就是我的满足，这就是我的价值，你给我最好的份。
This virgin girl now is more mature, who labor herself in the house of the Lord, is saying that, oh Lord, all the things I do, the purpose is to satisfy you, and I to receive you is enough for me.
所以他跟主说，主啊，众同伴都要听你，而且求你让我也听见你的声音。
That's why she's saying, "Oh Lord, all the companions hearken for thy voice. Let me hear it."
弟兄姊妹，这是何等美的人生啊！
Brothers and sisters, how beautiful life that can be.
啊，我现在这个年纪了，我常常跟主说，主啊，我羡慕这种生活。
In my age, I often say, "Oh brothers, oh Lord, I desire life like that."
我每天要活在听见你声音的日子。
I would like to live in a life that I can hear your voice every day.
第十四节是众圣徒啊汇集的祷告汇集起来的一句话。
Verse 14 is all the prayers from all the saints.
他说我的良人啊，求你快来。
Haste, my beloved.
如同羚羊或小鹿在香草山上。
And be thou like a gazelle.Or a young heart upon the mountain spice.
因为我们今天认识主，不过是在灵里，是在肉身中。
Today we know our Lord is only in our flesh, in the spirit.
我们的肉身还是一个阻隔，我们看的是远远望见，啊，视之不知的样子。
Our flesh is still a barrier from us accessing the Lord completely. We're looking at him far aside. We sort of see him, we don't see him. We sort of know him, we don't.
有一天若是我们能够面对面看见他，弟兄姊妹，可能我们都像彼得一样说，主啊，这里真好，我不要离开了。
One day if we can see our Lord face to face, we'll be like Peter and say, oh Lord, this place is great, let's not leave.
弟兄姊妹，你尝过主恩典的滋味，你就知道如果今天主回来多好啊。
Brothers, sisters, if you have tasted the Lord's grace, you will say that, oh, Lord is great, Lord is great.
像彼得在他写彼得后书的时候，他就想到我在变化山上看过那个君王的荣耀， majestic glory. 他说这是真的啊，弟兄姊妹啊，这鼓舞我一生这样子奔跑来追求他。
When Peter was writing the book of Second Peter, he said, "Oh, you know the majestic glory that I saw on the mountain of transfiguration is real. That's why it's encouraging me, is motivating me through my entire life to preach."
这个追求王的女子，她也看见了这个荣耀。
So this virgin girl who pursues the Lord also see this glory.
所以她最后一个祷告，她说：“我的良人啊， 求你快来。
That's why her last prayer is haste, which means come soon.
如同羚羊或小鹿在香草山。
And thou like a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountainous space.
这个香草山呢，说出教会中有预备好、装饰整齐的人，等候他们的新郎回来。
Mountain of Spice represents the ones who are fully dressed and fully prepared, waiting for the groom to come back.
这些爱慕主、愿意跟从主、被主改变的人。
The ones who is following the Lord, willing to be reformed by the Lord.
从他们身上显出了各样的香气来。
Through them, we have seen all sorts of fragrance from them.
吸引我们的主回来。
Drawing our Lord come back soon.
这是多美的事情啊。
How beautiful is that?
弟兄姊妹，我们都等候那一天呢，羔羊婚娶的时候，盼望所有人都在其中。
We're waiting for the day when the Lamb comes back to marry us. Let all of us be within it.
这是我想我今天我就交通到这里，好不好？
So let's stop the fellowship for today.
我们有一点祷告，在祷告前我先请求弟兄姊妹原谅哈，我等一下六点哦不，你们那边啊九点半钟我就必须下线，因为我们有自己的一个特会啊，是我们六点半开始，所以在祷告中。我可能我就悄悄下线，请弟兄姊妹继续聚会，好不好？好，我们先有一点祷告。
That's it for prayer.